future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Friday, the 11th of May, 2018. It's been an explosive day in the market. Today, it's been a memorable one. It's been emotional with an interesting start to the day. Well, to kick things off, we saw $50 billion in the current market cap for the crypto space disappear overnight. So it went from around $430 billion down to around $380 billion. And we started off with a small sell-off. One of the main reasons we saw behind this was Upbit, South Korea's largest crypto exchange, had basically been suspected of fraud. They... In layman's terms, had their computers seized for further review by the Korean police, and they were basically looking into financial fraud. One of the rumors that have been circulating is that the client account had been funneling crypto into the executive accounts. So this is something that they're looking into. All the computers have been seized. This is a story that broke overnight in the UK, which had been in the day in Asia. So we saw a medium-sized sell-off on the back of that. But what's most interesting about this was that Upbit, the exchange itself, was the second largest holder of EOS. And the reason this is interesting, because clients obviously hold their funds on the exchange. It's something you should never do. If you have the opportunity not to, just in case of scams or frauds or hacks, attacks, whatever it may be. There's so many cases out there with Mt. Gox, Coincheck, having these attacks and people losing their crypto. And because these exchanges aren't insured, you won't get your money back and you're not guaranteed it in any way, shape or form. So it's unsafe to do that. And something we speak about very frequently. But anyway, they're the second largest holder of EOS. So we saw EOS go to a low of around $13.70. I mean, this was a huge buy signal for us because this doesn't really affect EOS in any way. And here's why. EOS hasn't done anything wrong. There's not any negativity on EOS. It's just that people started selling EOS because they thought the exchange had access to the second largest account of EOS and they would start selling it. But I believe this was nipped in the bud pretty quickly by the South Korean police and the regulators. So I don't believe any damage has been done. We're yet to see the truth come out. It hasn't been reported on yet, but rumors have been circulating in the market. This was something we actually reported on in our Telegram group. And if you haven't already, join up SVK Space Crowd. The Telegram is where it goes down. And if you're not in it, you're not in the loop. And if you're not in the loop, what are you doing? Get involved. Join up to the community Telegram that we run. So that was an interesting start of the day. We saw EOS's levels pick back up in the afternoon, going to the $15 level where it's been staying comfortably for the last couple of hours. So that's been interesting to watch. But we saw a few different sell-offs happening. We saw Ethereum go down to a low of $670. I think Ethereum below $650, $600 it's quite interesting. Just from our perspective. And by the way, when we see opportunities like we did in EOS today, we're massive believers in EOS at SVK Crypto, and we take every opportunity that we can to always add to our position. If we believe that there is an opportunity to do so, we always take the market up on that. So we've had a great day here. Always buy the dips. That's how we roll over here. We never buy the highs. And it always goes back to that famous saying, buy the dips, sell the highs, right? Everyone knows it, but it's funny how many actually act upon that. So it's interesting to see that play out. But anyway, we've had a great day here at SVK Crypto. And remember, this is not financial advice, just our in-house view. I thought I'd bring it to you guys in the podcast live, what's been happening over here at the SVK Crypto HQ trading desk, live from Shoreditch, East London, or the old East End for the geezers out there. So that's something that has definitely been at the forefront of our attention today. So let's go through the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $8,615. That's down 7% 10% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $685. That's down 10%. Ripple is currently trading at 69 cents. That's down 13% in the last 24 hours. EOS currently trading at $15.22, down 17%. And we also have NEO that's currently trading at $65. That's down 13% as well in the last 24 hours. So it's definitely been an interesting 24 hours for sure. Do I believe these coins, tokens will be stuck at these levels? Absolutely not. I believe this is short-term, what is known as FUD, which stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I mean, I'm just going to say it. Bitcoin at $8,618, to me, I mean, it's such an interesting level. And there's a lot of different stories in the market talking about, you know, Mt. Gox moving 8,200 Bitcoins away from the wallet for a possible sell-off, which has affected the price. People are nervous behind this. They believe it's going to dump the market. I mean, listen, if you sold 8,200 Bitcoins, I mean, think about it. Where would they sell that to? They're not going to sell it on an exchange. So you're going to have to find different private sellers to get rid of this. Understandable. But is this really going to affect Bitcoin in the long term? Not really. It may have some short-term effects, granted. Absolutely. I agree. But in the long term, in the next year to 2 years to 3 years to 4 years to 5 years, is the Mt. Gox 8,200 Bitcoin potential sell-off in May 2018 going to affect the price and the trajectory of where Bitcoin's going to go? I don't believe so. Bitcoin at these current levels, with consensus happening next week, where you have 8,000 investors, all extremely bullish on crypto, and there's a lot of money that's going to be there. We're also, SVK Crypto, are going to be present, so if you're at consensus, hit us up on Telegram. We'd love to go for a coffee or a beer with you, by the way. But this has the potential to really move the prices of a lot of these assets, especially Bitcoin, the gateway drug, the original. We're massive believers of Bitcoin at SVK Crypto, huge holders, and Bitcoin was our first true love, should you say, of in the cryptocurrency space, and it was the gateway drug for us especially. So we have nothing but love for Bitcoin. We really believe in Bitcoin as a store of value, gold 2.0, and at these current levels, it's definitely something you should take a further look at and definitely have a think about. That's all I can say. A big news story that has broken out today that a lot of people have been messaging me about is Ethereum futures have gone live on a UK trading platform. So let's find out more. So digital asset trading service Crypto Facilities is launching Ethereum futures contracts. Announced today, the UK startup claims the news marks the first time futures for Ether, the cryptocurrency that powers the Ethereum blockchain, will be traded on a regulated platform. Investors will be able to take long or short positions, which will let them broaden investment opportunities and manage risks effectively, according to the firm. So this is a statement from the firm discussing what they're currently up to and what's going to be happening. So this is what they said. We're excited to be launching Ethereum Futures. The Ethereum network is the preeminent blockchain for smart contracts. And we believe this new trading instrument will attract more investors and bring greater liquidity to the marketplace. The company will work with liquidity providers like Acuna Capital and B2C2 to help back its contracts. Acuna's head of digital assets, Toby Allen, said in a statement that his firm was looking forward to seeing this much-needed product fill a gap in the market. The creation of an Ethereum futures contract is another great leap in the development of the crypto asset class, he added. B2C2 founder Max Bonin similarly called the move a natural next step for Ethereum's token. The continuation of evolution and commoditization we're seeing in Ethereum will further increase liquidity in the marketplace, enabling participants to exchange assets seamlessly and unlock value. We look forward to providing liquidity for this new product, he said. This is a huge story because having the futures market gives the ability for institutional money to come in, like we saw with Bitcoin, and we see the progression moving forwards for these big institutions, pension funds, so on and so forth, to have access to the market. So I definitely see this as natural progression for Ethereum to have this set up. The ins and outs of this deal, I'm not too sure about because it doesn't really mention anything about that, and I look forward to hearing more. But I know that the UK is is definitely a massive hub for this. I read somewhere today that 30% of blockchain projects are actually coming from the United Kingdom, which is interesting because we have we had a massive fintech hub before the blockchain revolution. Since London is a large financial player out there, and it made sense for the fintech hub to be here. And it's interesting because we're seeing a little bit of that kind of rolling into blockchain. Some of these projects have really benefited from the technology out there and the capabilities of blockchain itself. But like anywhere, developers are always lacking, and developers are what we need to take us to the next level. Another story that was brought to my attention today was on Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash is going to activate a networking upgrade on the 15th of May. So they're going to be upgrading the base block size from 8 megabytes to 32 megabytes, as well as re-enabling and adding some OP codes to the code base. So what does this mean? This means that they're going to be able to expand the block size pretty much 4x on the 15th of May, which is next week. They're going to be able to do faster transaction times. They're going to be able to execute quicker. And if you remember back to November, where the last change was made, they changed the feature, I believe it was 2 megabytes to 8. And that fork took place last November, and it was extremely successful. And the new difficulty adjustment algorithm, the DAA, has worked flawlessly ever since. So the 32 megabyte increase will be much larger than the already sizable 8 megabyte block size. And the upgrade will likely be a historic day for public blockchain and consensus upgrades. So that's absolutely huge. Big shout out to the Bitcoin Cash community. I know they've been working very hard on this, and they've been working around the clock to bring this to the next level. So big shout out to those guys. Listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal weekend. We're going to be giving updates from Consensus. So we're really excited to be in New York. And remember, if you're in New York, please feel free to reach out to us. And remember to join our community on Telegram, which is SVK Space Crowd. Follow us on Twitter if you haven't already. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And check out our YouTube page. We've got lots of content coming out at the minute. And you can check that out at www.youtube.com/SVK crypto. Listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. I cannot wait to go to Consensus and give you guys updates from there. So remember to stay tuned and keep spreading the crypto love. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.